Vermont's two major party gubernatorial candidates debated for the second time in Rutland last night at an event hosted by VT Digger. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
About 200 people turned out to see Democratic challenger Christine Hallquist and Republican incumbent Phil Scott spar on everything from raising the minimum wage, which Hallquist supports and Scott opposes, to the importance of improving broadband, small school consolidation, and this question posed by moderator Mark Johnson.
Is there any circumstance under which you would support a carbon tax?
No.
Hallquist pounced on Scott's one-word answer.
I would never write anything off the table without taking a deep dive and looking into it. You know, I think these, again, that's political rhetoric, making pledges that you're not going to look at innovative solutions.
When pressed, Scott said a carbon tax would be especially hard on low-income rural Vermonters.
They can't afford always to buy something different to either heat their home or to drive a zero-emission vehicle. They just can't afford to buy that.
Another divisive issue, how to expand health care.
I mean, when you talk about Medicare for All in this state, just this state doing it, we went through 5 years of torture on that.
Phil Scott argued businesses and the state's economy suffered when Vermont tried to create its own single-payer health care system. He believes a patient-centered payment model that the state is now experimenting with makes more sense.
If you want single-payer in Vermont, don't vote for me.
So I hear more of the same. Let's wait for someone else to take action.
We're taking action. I just told you.
No, I'm talking about Medicare for All.
Hallquist argued other countries are providing comprehensive health care at a fraction of what the U.S. spends.
If you don't have a leader who's working to get to Medicare for All, you should fire them and get one that will. Because and we're not going to do that overnight, but that's our job. You know, it's you as a public, you as a voter, demand health care for all because this system is failing.
Both candidates touted their ability to rein in costs. Scott highlighted his track record of adding no new taxes or fees to the general fund budget. And Hallquist pointed out she was able to reduce costs and improve service when she headed the Vermont Electric Co-op. One thing those at the Paramount did not hear was input from independent candidate Charles Laramie. He and a small group of protesters marched outside and briefly interrupted the start of the debate to argue all candidates should have been included. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.